One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
So I asked the guys before we were filming to have a little think about this. What we think the reasoning is the follows. I asked 3 weeks ago, do we know what Liverpool's transfer picture is? Do we feel like we've got a clearer picture of that now that we've pushed the Szoboszlai button, Chris? Because it feels to me like a lot of the links we've had up to this point have been quite box-to-box midfielders. You know, I don't want to be damn them by saying they're not as much as they are. This is not like a bunch of cripplers we've been linked with, but we haven't been linked with guys who score loads of goals and have got a boss free kick technique. It's been a lot of guys who you could see mould as DMs, more likely under Klopp than anything else. Has Szoboszlai changed your view on what you think we're doing?
Yeah, I suppose it has, but I don't think I'll be able to answer the question as in, do I have a clear picture of what Liverpool are going to do?
Clearer?
No, and this is I'll sort of explain it now. I think what we've done, and I think there is a genuine interest there, or was certainly a genuine interest in Kone and Thuram and stuff, but I think Liverpool have also put stuff out there so that it's always easier to move on to the next target if the price isn't right. And I think that's something Liverpool do anyway, to be honest with you. What I haven't really seen is links to, obviously, Szoboszlai, because they didn't happen until we signed him. I think there is a genuine interest in Lavia. I think there probably will be a genuine interest in a centre-half. I think with the centre-half stuff, it's probably more pertinent in that I don't think there's that many out there. And I think if we're going to hear about a centre-half, it might be like Szoboszlai or Fabinho, whereas they don't want anyone getting wind of who they want. Because if you're after a left-sided centre-half with a left foot, it's Gvardiol or who?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? There aren't five players to pick from, so you can't let the other teams know who you're after in case someone tries to gazump you in the signing of them. Whereas I think with the midfielders, it's okay to have a few irons in the fire, so to speak. So there are no links really to the left-sided centre-half or a right-sided centre-half, if you believe it now. So I think that's important because there are no one out there and there are not that many people to choose from. I think there is still a genuine interest in some kind of a DM, maybe for the present, but most importantly for 2 years' time for when they think Fabinho might be done.
Cool.
I've got no idea in terms of, like, I can understand every part of the puzzle that we do put in place, the jigsaw.
Retrospectively, learn a bit more. You can do it.
Yes. And I can paint a lovely little picture in my head, but truthfully, I don't know enough about the system. I don't know whether I sit here and think we're going to play this inverted right-back situation still, but truthfully, I couldn't tell you because I'm not 100% sure. You know, Szoboszlai and McAllister can play different roles as well as the roles that I've identified them to play in this box midfield. And like we mentioned, there's no centre-backs being heard of, and I take your point with there's not many out there, but it could just be that Liverpool are believing that by keeping Joe Gomez and by keeping Matip that's a thing for next season. Do I think that's what they should be doing? Absolutely not. But if that's what they're thinking, then I don't really know what we're going to do, because Robertson is much better suited to the left-hand side than Kostas is, but it's still not exactly what you need. Yeah. The right-back situation, Konate, I'm so worried that he's going to be injured again this season. Joe Gomez has been absolutely nowhere near the level you need to challenge for the league title. And Matip, I love him. I'm not sure he's the suitor for that position. And does that then mean, if, God forbid, we get some big injury somewhere, that we have to revert back to this 4-3-3? I don't know. I hope that the next signing can help me. And I don't want to, like, shit on anyone else's point, but the fact that Lavia seems to be the number one instead of Thuram now, I feel gutted with a little bit, to be perfectly honest. Thuram was the one, you know, from the off, as soon as we were linked with, I was like, wow, he's incredible. He's a box-to-box. He looks more attacking, but you can mould him into this DM. There's so many positions for him. Lavia is a bit of a mad one because he's a year older than Stefan Bajetic, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he's got Premier League experience. Totally get it. He looks like a decent lad. For me, he doesn't touch anywhere near where Thuram is, but Thuram is a couple of years older. But Stefan Bajetic is 18. He bossed the Premier League last season when he was available. If Lavia comes in to do that role, I'm not sure what we're doing with Bajetic. Is he moving up the field more then? And if so, what's happening with Curtis and Harvey Elliott? There's so many questions that I'm like, I've got not a clue.
Okay. Understanding, I guess, as it stands, then Dan.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at what we know so far,
mm-hmm.
If you were trying to divine the future,
yeah.
What would you say it looks like from this position?
From this position, I would say it looks like Romeo Lavia coming in, because he plays more of a DM than Thuram. Thuram did start off life as a DM. He's obviously a little bit older. He costs more money, I imagine, as well. Yeah. But I think it'd be Lavia because he ticks more boxes in terms of the homegrown quota, which is very much still a significant thing in what Liverpool need to do. He doesn't need to be registered. And then in 2 years' time, he becomes homegrown anyway. So there's no problems ever arising from that. So he'd make a lot of sense in that. And for me, I do think we need to go and get a defender. I think we have to get a defender. And ideally a left-footed one who can sort of slot into that role, play at left-back for Robertson when needed, etc., etc. Because to Chloe's point there about sort of relying on a Matip and a Gomez, Konate is going to miss games of football next season. I can put good money on that. And I think at the same time, you might need Joe Gomez to fill in at right back. His form's been very dodgy. Joel Matip, his fitness is very dodgy all the time. I think we're entering a world whereby we're going to lose Nat Phillips. We've already lost Reece Williams. You're entering a world whereby we're looking at what happened a few years ago, potentially, maybe not as catastrophic in terms of the length of the injuries, but in terms of absentees. You're going to be looking at your fifth choice. And as things stand, because Nat Phillips leaving is like Dejan Lovren leaving that season, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're looking at your best fifth guy going to pastures new. Now, are we going to keep someone like Joel Quanta around to do that role? A kid who's just spent time at Bristol Rovers on loan? Not for me. That's just not it. It can't be. He needs to go out on loan again. So we need to get a defender in. I think this Thuram one is fascinating. And I agree with Chloe. I really want Thuram. I think he's superb. But this Szoboszlai deal has come so from left field. Ironically, he's going to play on the right-hand side. But I think McAllister... The interesting thing with Thuram was always the fact that he's played that left side of the attacking eight, which is obviously what McAllister's going to do. McAllister's above Curtis Jones in the pecking order. Curtis Jones, brilliant last season, great, happy days. But go and wait and watch McAllister do it for a little bit is my sort of viewing on that. But then we signed Szoboszlai, he's going to be the right-sided one, which is the role I'd kind of earmark Thuram to come and do, which is not something he's done naturally. But now we've signed someone for that as well. So you can't go and sign Thuram for the sake of it and say, oh, you can play DM every now and then. So I think signing Lavia would be the alternative and probably my preference now. But your point, Chloe, on Bajetic is the most interesting thing out of all of this, because you are blocking his pathway and we've seen how brilliant he is.
And he becomes homegrown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the Lavia ticket as well.
Yeah.
Because that's the only when he's thing. 21, he becomes one of them.
But then have we got concerns about his injury? Because I know I spoke to Neil a couple of weeks ago and he said his injury is going to go on into the season. He's not going to be ready from day one this season. So have we got a bit of worry about that potentially?
My general feeling on this is I think Thuram was the number one target. I think Gravenberch was probably the number one target, but they're being kind of messed around with him because he's not getting the clear answers that he wants from Bayern Munich. And he's obviously away, or he's been away at the under 21 Euros, which is true of most of these targets. In fact, Lavia actually isn't. Is he? I don't think
he got injured before it.
So I think the Szoboszlai stuff has actually had an impact on who we go for next. And that, a couple of reasons. I think the homegrown thing is an important part. We've got one non-homegrown slot left, having signed him. If you can get someone who you don't have to register and then goes on to be homegrown, laughing. I do think there's maybe a little budgetary thing. There's talk now that they had a £30 million bid rejected. The feeling seems to be that around 35 might do you for Lavia. It doesn't feel right. Thuram just is like, it's just a yes from me. It's the physique.
Yeah.
Now, there might be that thing of, I just think there's a flow chart that goes on behind the scenes, and it's for every move has a knock-on impact to the next move. And I think £60 million coming out the budget in one hit has an impact, certainly. The homegrown thing has an impact, certainly. But also the level of who you've bought. I'm not sure we were going to buy three nailed on first team footballers for the midfield this summer. And that's when you start to remember, yeah, Fabinho was arse last year, but he'll only be 30 in October. He should still be fine to be the old cop to the new cop, you know, on the job kind of thing for half a season next year, which means you can afford to go and get a bit of a younger lad in. I think save yourself a few bob. But you've got Szoboszlai and McAllister who can go straight in from minute one next season if you need them to. And then between Fabinho, Henderson and then a 19-year-old Lavia potentially, I think you've rounded that off quite nicely. But I think if you can't get Szoboszlai for 60, you probably get Vega for 40. And then you go and get Turan for 45 or whatever it is, and then you've ended up in a reasonable sort of net spend.
Does the Thiago links change any of this?
Yes. That's my kind of, if I'm just predicting the future, which is impossible, it'll be bullshit and this will be miles wrong because it always is.
You'll be wrong by the time we finish the show.
Oh, unbelievably. I think we're going to sign 4 or 5 footballers this summer. But I don't think we'll sign them all until we've completed a few bits of outs in that regard. And I've said this maybe last week, but I think Thiago and Matip are the linchpins to that, and maybe Tsimikas. They're the three that if you can get a move for any of those lads, I think that unlocks a little bit more dough, a little bit more in the wage budget as well to go for it, and just an actual need for footballers, because we just need footballers in midfield. We've gone and actually filled them the bare necessities. I do think we need another DM still for comfort's sake. But I think beyond that, I think if Thiago gets a move, I think that gives you a little bit more freedom to go and get someone else. And that's maybe a world where you do end up with a Teram and a Lavia, or maybe a Vega and a Lavia as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No one's even talking about a centre-back, though. What the hell do we do at centre-back? Someone last night on the... as we went live when we announced Szoboszlai, someone was mentioning Colwill, which obviously Brighton had a £50 million rejected for him, so Liverpool aren't going to pay that, I don't think, on the lad. There's that Inacio who looks about £37 million or something. But you've just mentioned the homegrown position. How, like, if we get Lavia, then that, well, that might
be
the centre back.
That might be the knock-on thing, you know, it's like the 40 old school Michael Edwards chess of it all, is that we don't know those forward plans, so... Lavia would mean that you could still go out and buy that other centre-half if you wanted to, a non-homegrown centre-half, because you'd have that space left in your squad, so it might be that. Just actually, I meant to say this on my point, Josh Owen with the Super Chat says, Lavia 5'11", actually, I think he's closer to 5'10", too small, Teram 6'4", Gravenberch 6'3". That's the one thing
I'm
a little concerned about.
Can I give you an outside sort of thought that I had? I wondered whether... Right, let me play this through first of all. I wondered whether you signed Shoreham as your centre-half that moves into the midfield and you leave Trent in the middle of the park. Right. And right, John Stones, that's how you get to your 3-box-3, if you want to do it that way. Because he's 6'4", he's fucking massive, he's strong, he's got all the ability to play on the ball in the middle of the park. You then make that right, Konate, the right back in the four, and it just feels like, and again, this isn't highly unlikely to happen, I know this, by the way, but it stops such a big run from Trent to go right back to centre mid. It's just a lot of distance to cover all the time, isn't it? Whereas if it's a 10-yard forwards, backwards, it just seems a lot easier to do. Mm-hmm. And you keep Trent in the middle of the park all the time. And then you'd have your Andy Robertson, your Konate, and your Van Dijk. And then all of a sudden you've got Van Dijk and fucking Thuram, 6'4", 6'5", in the middle. Konate's playing your right back in defensive situations, and Trent just stays in the middle and pulls the string. And I know this is highly unlikely, but that's why I would go for someone like Thuram over Lavia, mainly because of the height thing and gives you more options.
I agree on that point. I would rather Thuram, but I think for where our window's heading, Lavia seems like the more obvious answer right now because of what we've done
but
so far.
Is he that much cheaper?
He is. You're talking 15-20 million cheaper. Oh, but yeah, and
20. I don't think that's unachievable in players going out.
No, it's not. What?
Tiago, give me 25.
The height thing, possibly. I don't know about Fenerbahce paying that, to be honest. But yeah, the height thing is obviously an obvious factor in all of this. But I wonder whether the box system allows you not to. Do you need as much height in there, especially if you do go and get another centre back to sort of replace Andy Robertson? Because Andy Robertson is lacking in the height department when it comes to being a centre half. So if you replace him with somebody 6'2" and above, you've added a bit extra there, because Lavi is a ball playing six. That's what he does really well. He reads the game brilliantly. He's not this destroyer in there like Fabinho can be. Yeah, exactly. And I wonder whether the box with Trent alongside him allows for that a little bit more, because you don't need Fabinho's not having to cover every single blade and get across with these big sliding tackles. Lavia is very intelligent. He's probably more intelligent than Fabinho, but Fabinho's got this long ranginess and he's more physical, etc., etc. But to the point with Thuram, actually, Chris, I will say his whole career development has been moving forwards up the field. So to bring him right back would be a thing. It'd be interesting.
Something
it's possible.
That Jürgen's done.
Yeah, it's possible.
In that scenario, and again, I know it's pie in the sky, I've just solved both the issues, the monetary issues.
Yeah.
Because you don't need two. One guy becomes both of them.
Yeah. My thought on this was something that came up on a video at the weekend. I think Henderson might just end up as that. I think Henderson's your other centre-half / right-back thing. You know, he's Trent's... He effectively is the other guy who does Trent's job, because he's actually got the mobility to get up and down.
Tim Obacetic were the two names that I would always thought of.
I can't see... He's less of a natural fit now for that role that we discussed that Szoboszlai's been bought for. Depends what our thoughts are on Elliot. Is Elliot just going to be a salad in the Europa League and the cups and a handful of like 20 minutes here at the end of football matches if you want to keep Salah fresh?
Back up to Sobers. Like, I wonder whether Pajetic, if Thiago does move on, becomes Thiago in the loosest possible sense of saying a sentence in terms of minutes and sort of, and the way he plays football. I wonder if it becomes that and does become more of an eight.
Someone mentioned Fabinho at centre-back the other day in a live as well, which I hadn't thought of, because, I mean, he's
not
very
until
tall,
we buy more
but
DMs.
I've not enjoyed that as much when I've seen it happen, which sadly we
there
did
there was a reason
that
Phillips
time.
And Reece Williams did better at centre-half than Fabinho.
Yeah.
Because Fabinho was in midfield.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.